It was always about the Father and us, or the Father or us. It was never about himself. Today in the gospel, this other-centeredness and self-centeredness are juxtaposed. They're on the way, and when they get to Capernaum, Jesus had just finished teaching them about his ultimate sacrifice, the total gift of himself for their sakes. Nothing asked in return, pure gift. And when he asked them what they were talking about on the way, as he was trying to teach them, they were engaged in a game of one-upsmanship. It's all about me. It's so stark. I can't get over that. And he takes a child and he puts it in their midst. And he asks us to lay aside our childishness and to become childlike. One who's small and humble, and one who probably is put to the service of a lot of other people, as we do in our families, as we do in our communities. It's so stark. And then St. James hops on the other-centeredness and self-centeredness bandwagon, and he specifies the results of each of those attitudes. Where jealousy and self-ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. Self-centeredness. But the wisdom from above is pure and peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or without insincerity. Other-centeredness. It strikes me that self-centeredness only produces problems. It draws lines, makes divisions, whereas other-centeredness brings about a whole boatload of virtue. Our lives are meant to make the journey from one attitude to the other. Though we may be born self-centered, we are to die other-centered and become living testimonies to God's grace at work in our lives and in our world. It's a terribly important journey, and it usually takes a lifetime. But it does make all the difference in the world.